Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woosling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alexander. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Phillips reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling strikes out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock can't make a play. That's a base hit. McManus scores. Phillips moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Musel goes all the way around to score. Dickey moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Dickey scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Woestling reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball towards center. Combs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Combs. Woestling scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Yankees, 3. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to home to get Gehringer. Heilman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Alexander moves to third. It's Tigers, 4, Yankees, 4. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 0 for 2 in the game. DeRozier hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pennock. McManus moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Woestling hits a line drive into left field. Musel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Musel. McManus scores. Woestling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Musel scores. Dickey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Yankees. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pennock moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig now playing shortstop. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.